This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1592. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 24th, Afghanistan, Argentina, Armenia, Belarus, Bolivia, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Egypt, France, Germany, Honduras, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Jordan, Kashmir, Koreans, Madagascar, Mongolia, Morocco, Myanmar, Pakistan, Peru, Philippines, Russia, Rwanda, Ukraine, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. More to last week about the possibilities for hearing Radio Afghanistan in North America, 6102 kilohertz. Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia says the 1530 to 1630 transmission might be a better time to check after 1600 since there's interference from CRI in Russian on 6105 until then. Also, North Korea is on 6100 and some other station as well. In New South Wales, David Sharps says it's 20 hertz below 6102 when he heard it on November 20th at 1550. Several references to the USA and NATO. Very tough copy with North Korea less than 2 kilohertz on the low side and powerhouse China on the high side. Best copy in lower sideband until 6105 is vacated at 1600, and then a decent copy is possible using upper sideband. I assume it's getting easier and easier to hear Radio Afghanistan in Europe without those problems. Argentina is now in the clear on 15345 variable, between 17 and 22 UT or later, because Morocco has moved up a bit. More about that later. And also more on Spaceline's DRM mix test via Armenia, Saturdays at 18 to 21 UT on 7590. I inquired if anyone was hearing it on November 19th and got a few replies. Eric Kuya in Copenhagen, Denmark says, I tried, but it produced no audio. The best SNR was 9 dB, which gave sync and data, but mainly it was zero. Roger in Germany says, there was a faulty circuit in the transmit studio. Almost the entire time, there were two different audio signals simultaneously, which was unbearable. S. Hasegawa in Japan forwards a YouTube log of it by Tuoshi, which said the decode rate is very poor. Got some sound in an ID label on November 13th and 19th. I listened to a bit of the clip, and the audio was cutting on and off, mostly off. However, in Italy, Giovanni, IT9TZZ, reported to the DRM forum that there was some fading, but it was sufficient for good listening. However, his report to their listed email address bounced. We now have the B11 schedule of Radio Belarus in English. As we expected, it stayed at the same time as in the A season because Belarus has stayed on summertime in the winter. It's 20 to 22 UT on 6155. That's the highest power transmitter. Also 7360 and 7390, all at different azimuths, more or less toward the west. However, there's a weekly Spanish broadcast taking some of that time on Sundays only between 20 and 2020 UT, according to DX Mix News in Bulgaria. Bob Wilkner in South Florida put out a quick tip to certain news groups that a Bolivian seemed to be coming in, Radio San Jose, November 20th at midnight 20 UT, tentatively on 5580.17, also heard by some others in Florida. I checked the frequency and could barely detect a carrier on 5580.2, more or less, and also reported on the same occasion from Denmark by Anker Petersen. He measured it on 5580.27. Very weak carrier without audio between 23:15 and midnight 10. Andy Reid in Ontario has confirmed by phoning the station that CKDH 900 in Amherst, Nova Scotia, closed down on November 17th. However, some Montreal stations are about to come back, some frequencies with new stations, that is, thanks to CRTC news releases via Ricky Leong and Sheldon Harvey, which Ricky summarizes as follows. CKGM will move from 990 to 690. That means it will be an English language frequency instead of French. A new French talk station will be on 940. And a new French specialty station will be on 990, favoring the gay community. Artie Bigley sends a story from the Montreal Gazette of November 21st explaining this in more detail. All three frequencies are Canadian clear channels, previously running 50 kilowatts, and we assume the new stations will be as well. Via Yumbir-Gaviria in Colombia, an FA Spanish news agency report that the Colombian military has discovered and dismantled the radio station of the FARC. It had been reported on shortwave, at least heard within Colombia, by Rafael Rodriguez on 6070 Sundays between 12 and 13 UT, but that was last summer. And I don't think it was ever reported from further away. And now it may never be, although they also operated some FM transmitters, and the press report doesn't really specify it's the shortwave one that was discovered. Since UT November 15th, we've been hearing on some evenings, but not every evening, a carrier on 671 kHz, making quite a heterodyne against Radio Rebelde in Cuba and or WSCR in Chicago. But it was hard to pull any audio and be sure where it was coming from, although direction finding led to western Cuba. Finally, Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida, was able to pull some audio and says it's another Radio Rebelde transmitter. This happens every so often. A Cuban medium wave station, 1 kHz, exactly 1 kHz, off frequency for reasons unknown. To keep up with current events in Egypt, if you want to attempt to hear Radio Cairo in English, the 23 to midnight 30 broadcast in North America, I've been hearing on 6270 with the usual severe modulation problems. I believe that's also the frequency to Europe at 2115 to 2245. There are a few other English broadcasts. How about the one at 19 to 2030 UT? Dave Kenny was wondering when what frequency it's really on, but finally found it on 15290, confirmed by Wolfgang Büschel. It's intended for West Africa. Radio France International is subject to transmission mistakes. At least we think that's the case, since it's hard to get a definitive schedule from them. At 06 to 6:30 UT, 7220 is listed as in the Hausa language, but on November 21st, I was hearing RFI in English until 06:30. On the Condish list, Manuel Jesus in Portugal informs us that Deutsche Welle's customer service department is carrying out a survey. Maybe you can find it on their website. We have the direct complicated URL in the new issue of DX Listening Digest 1147. The first question asks, how do you listen to Deutsche Welle? And you have five choices, six if you include none. The first four are satellite, partner station, internet, or another way by internet, and then there's one to fill in other. Why don't you put in shortwave in that blank place if you ever hear Deutsche Welle on shortwave anymore? We recently reported that the Honduran station Radio Luz y Vida had been heard again on 3250. However, it seems to be sporadic, but here's another log of it in the morning. November 18th at 11:20 to 11:33 UT, heard by Scott Barber in New Hampshire with light music and ID at the bottom of the hour, and then the signal faded out rapidly. Ron Howard in California reports RRI, Fuck Fuck, Indonesia. Heard again November 18th after being off for a while. 30 hertz below 4790. At 12:07, they were relaying the Jakarta news in progress, including about Secretary of State Clinton at the summit in Bali. At 12:37, they played the usual song that follows the news, parallel to 33:25 and 96:80, and then going their separate ways. I also monitored the high-power RRI domestic service relay from Jakarta on 9680, November 22nd, between 14:14 and cut off the air at 15:01. They were only playing a variety of popular music, but with long pauses of several minutes between each song. I wonder if their automation was misprogrammed and there were supposed to be talk segments in between. Is that any way to run a national and international radio service? 9680 also has perpetual heavy interference from the Chinese radio war, while the external service frequency, Voice of Indonesia on 9525, is on the air in English at 13 and Indonesian at 14. The English hour is currently very weak and subject to heavy interference from another Chinese radio war on 9530. Here in deep North America, we have a hard time hearing Iran's only English broadcast intended for North America, as I've explained before, because both channels have heavy interference, 7365 and 7200, starting at 0330. Brian Clark in faraway New Zealand, however, reports a little better luck hearing this. He reports the Voice of Justice on 7365, November 16th, at fair strength, 0403 over Radio Marti, and the Cuban Bubble Jammer at 0420. The other channel, 7200, was initially fair to good, but also co-channel interference from a station in Arabic. However, when Iran left at 0429, the Arabic program also disappeared. We assume the other one is Sudan. Japan's time signal station, formerly on shortwave, JJY, is issuing a special QSL card for its longwave 60 kHz transmission, says Takahito Akabayashi in Japan. The National Institute of Information and Communications Technology says they'll issue the special QSL commemorating the 10th anniversary of JJY from its Mount Hagani transmitter site in Kyushu on 60 kHz. These will be applicable from October 1st through March 31st. Here's the address, and return postage is required. JJY Standard Time Signal Station, NICT, Kogane City, KOGANEI, Tokyo 184-8795, Japan. Wolfgang Büschel passes on a note from the ADX list from Wolf Dieter Benke, pointing out that another station, which is going to block it in Europe, MSF in Scotland on 60 kHz, has a scheduled maintenance period on the 8th of December and March between 10 and 14 UT. In North America, of course, we have WWVB to cope with, no downtime known. Radio Jordan is almost gone from shortwave, but they maintain at least one legacy broadcast relaying their domestic service, which comes in very well. It's rated 500 kilowatts and aimed toward Europe and North America. 11960, a one-hour broadcast I heard with some great music until it cut off at 0600 UT November 18th. All India Radio has two stations on 4760. But one of them has recently jumped off that frequency, probably by mistake, but at least it's now possible to separate it from the other one. All India Radio in Leh, Kashmir, on 4747.6. Alokesh Gupta positively identified it on November 20th at 0230 with news in Hindi. Ron Howard in California also tried for it and was able to hear a carrier on 4747.63, November 19th at 1339. Martin Trott in the Netherlands heard the other AIR station in Kashmir, Srinagar, on 6110, November 21st from 0230 with news in Hindi, and 0245 morning news in English. 6110. It was completely in the clear at first, but spoiled by a co-channel radio Fana carrier from Ethiopia, which appeared at 0249. World of Radio 1592 is semi-complete. Consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.org. No direct contributions to acknowledge this week, but I'd like to thank two gentlemen who've done a lot behind the scenes in providing us web space and other internet services, Franklin Cyberling and Dave White. One may contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. We've previously reported a 40-minute Korean broadcast starting at the top of the hour, which is sometimes jammed and sometimes not. But exactly what is it? As Hasegawa in Japan explains, that it's called MND Radio, which stands for Ministry of National Defense in South Korea. It's from a new transmitter site, Kuncheon, C-U-N-C-H-E-O-N. But North Korea is now jamming it at super strength. He says the current schedule is for 40 minutes each on 6230 at 05 and 12 UT and on 6135 at 07 and 1000. Radio Kuwait reception has picked up again, despite longer and longer nights, I suppose. More and more solar flux is compensating for that, including the English broadcast on 15540 starting at 18 UT. After their sign-on, it seems every day of the week they're running a never-ending sunny series, The Pious and Rightly Guided Caliphs, for the first 15 minutes, and then switch jarringly into Western rock music. The Arabic service is still on 17550. We thought they might change to a lower frequency for the winter. It supposedly starts at 2000 when I don't usually hear it, but later in the afternoons here, it picks up, although it's very fluttery, and it's on the air more or less until midnight UT. Madagascar, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports, Radio Madagascar, in the AM mode for a change, instead of one or the other of the sidebands, 5010.18, November 19th at 0211 with local vocal music, interval signal and choral national anthem at 0229, but it was poor in noisy conditions. Another of their frequencies, 6135.18, note it's off frequency by the exact same amount, November 20th at 1455, a carrier only until it went off at 1459, says Martin Roth in the Netherlands. Much easier to hear from Madagascar is the Talata relay station, still owned by Radio Netherlands. Even though they plan to give it up in a few years, they've already committed to install a transmitter acquired from the defunct Terracom site in Sweden, used by Radio Sweden. It's a Telefunken, and they've been testing it this week on 21480. The schedule is 07 to 10 in Dutch and 14 to 1557 UT in English. This is aimed back toward Europe so they can evaluate the transmission quality, but well heard in North America. Steve Luce in Texas and I have been hearing it around 15 UT, although on some dates there's a lot of flutter and even Doppler effect flutter on the frequency. Much better reception generally reported from Europe, as you would expect, but it's supposed to end on November 26th. We don't yet know exactly what the schedule will be of the new transmitter. It hardly ever changes, but for the record, Alan Rowe has found the B11 schedule for Voice of Mongolia in English from their website. It's to South Asia and Europe at 10:30 to 11 and 15:30 to 16, both on 12085. For many years, two stations which refuse to cooperate in HFCC and coordinate their frequencies have been colliding with each other several hours a day. Morocco and Argentina varying around 15345. But now, unexpectedly, since November 19th, Morocco has moved further up to 15349.1. I first heard them on November 19th when they were a bit higher still, 15349.5, before they settled down. The trouble is, between 15 and 16 UT, this makes a big head-on collision with Radio Veritas Asia Philippines as relayed by Vatican Radio. But it gets them off Argentina's frequency later in the day, and Morocco stays on until 2200, sometimes as late as 2235. 4 kilohertz away is better than zero, but 5 or 10 would be better still. But there's another unfortunate consequence. I found Morocco already on the air before 14 UT, and now it collides with Turkey, which is on 15350 until 1356. I don't yet know how early Morocco comes on that frequency. They used to be on two different channels, 15341 and 15345, switching between them around 1410. The transmission starts at 0800, so which frequency are they on earlier? They were previously on 15341 before 13 UT, and that was a problem for HCJB Australia on 15340. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring Myanmar radio in English on 5985. He says at the end of the news at 15:39 UT, November 16th, they no longer use the strongly worded anti-VOA, BBC, Radio Free Asia, and Democratic Voice of Burma slogan that had been in place for many years, reflecting Myanmar's increasing overture to the West, including an expected visit by Secretary of State Clinton in December. Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania reports, Radio Pakistan, news in English at 17:02 November 19th on 9470, then into Urdu at 17:10. Poor reception, but presumably will get better as winter approaches. Dario Monferrini in Italy forwards news, November 19th from Carlos Gamarra, that his Radio Universal in Cusco, Peru, has finally received authorization to start broadcasting on shortwave 6090. They're preparing a QSL, and they're currently testing between 0130 and 0300 UT. They do want return postage of $5 for a registered letter reply. The address is in the new DX Listening Digest. However, hearing it will be difficult unless you happen to catch an evening when Anguilla is missing from 6090, as occasionally happens. It seems the two other South Americans listed are not active. I've suggested they should also try testing at 1000 UT right after Anguilla goes off, although there may be a Chinese station coming on within the hour. Dario says Radio Universo is not running full power of 5 kilowatts. Wolfgang Büschel has found a report from Russia about their broadcasting plans. Almost 14 gigarubles are to be spent on introducing DRM, especially for broadcasting in the sparsely populated remote areas of Siberia and the far north, and parts of Europe, which cannot be covered by broadcast transmitters on other bands. It is assumed that high-frequency transmitters will be used. That's economically and technically justified. The existing infrastructure will be used by radio stations of 250 kilowatts on shortwave in the 25 and 31 meter bands to be installed at the Chita Alexandrovka site, including DRM capability. This probably ties in with the new transmitters I heard about that Continental is selling to Russia starting next year. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says since Iran's Spanish service ceased relays via Lithuania, 6055 has an hour-long window for Rwanda to come through to Europe, 20 to 21 UT, heard November 18th in French. Some hum on the signal, but a great program and DJ, he says, I enjoyed it every minute. So try for it now. It's not clear whether the Iranian relay will be resumed. Via Rustyx, Alexander Golovikin forwards news from Dmitry Kutuzov that the private shortwave station in Ukraine, running 250 watts, is currently scheduled Saturdays and Sundays from 07 to 09 UT on 11980. It's called Dniprovskaya Volna. And Finelli near Buffalo, New York, says World of Radio provided excellent reception last Thursday at 2200 on WTWW 9479 and at 2230 on WBCQ 7490. We have fewer broadcasts on shortwave via WRMI. Jeff White informs us they've reduced their schedule on 9955, weekdays on the air only between 2300 and 1500 UT, but continue 24 hours on weekends. And that means fewer broadcasts of other DX programs as well. The WWCR1 transmitter on 15825 is often overmodulated and splattering across half the 19-meter band, interfering with countless other broadcasters. It seems to be worse weekdays between 14 and 15 UT during Inspirations Across America. We can hear the spikes as low as 15400 and as high as 16 megahertz. On November 16th, Peter W. Hansen in New York monitored WYFR on all its frequencies between 22 and 05 UT and found they were all in English, whatever the originally scheduled language for the season, such as Spanish or Portuguese. So I asked Dan Elie at Okeechobee what's going on. He says the answer is that our entire program automation system is out of service, a meltdown. The only feeds available for transmission at any given time are those coming in on the program feed channels. This is not a planned change of schedule. When repairs are finally made, still several days away from November 22nd, all those schedules will run as they were published at the beginning of the season. The deviation is all a result of the loss of our system. Only real-time feeds are possible at present. So I suppose that also explains why their relay of Radio Taiwan International has been in the wrong language, German instead of Spanish, at 0600 on 6875. Although I still don't understand why Taiwan would be feeding that language at all at that hour when there are no relays of it scheduled anywhere. You might want to hear the English broadcast from Yemen at 18 to 19 UT on 9780, but it's been missing for a long time now, the frequency off the air. The only active shortwave there is 6135.06, heard by David Sharp in New South Wales in Arabic at 1406, but it's colliding with Madagascar. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued November 22nd, ANK indices 5 and 2 through December 19th, except for 7 and 3 on November 28th and 29th. Solar flux rising from 145 November 25th to 165 December 3rd to 7th, and down to 135 by December 13th. And that concludes World of Radio, number 1592. Glenn Hauser hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will make a point of hearing me again next week.